Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot of response to my lack of flossing on the text line today. It's disgusting. Jason, just floss. Is it disgusting? I mean, I'm not like walking around with kale like hanging out of my mouth or something. Why is it so disgusting? Now, I mean, maybe this is the question. Fellow people who do not floss, why don't you floss? 651-461-9226. Because I'll tell you why I don't floss. It's too much work. It's too much work. Do you floss, Dan Cook?
Strictly speaking.
Here we go.
No.
No?
I do. My nighttime routine is to use a water pick.
Oh, well, I think that I would count that.
You would. My dentist would not. So it's sort of, that's my compromise, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm not going to floss. That's at this point that's been established in my life.
Do you know how to do the floss? Do you know what the floss is? There.
I mean, is there some sort of special technique to it? I mean, you just take the floss and you go between the teeth. What are we talking about? Do you know how to do the floss?
It's a dance. It's like, it's a...
You dance while you floss?
No, there's a dance.
That's why it's too much work. You don't have to dance, Jason. You can just stand there.
There's a dance called the floss.
Oh, the thing with the arms.
With the arms.
Yeah, no. No, I'm too old for that.
You're like...
Yeah, no, I'm too old for that sort of thing.
I can't do it. My kids tried to teach me during COVID and I couldn't figure it out. A dental lab technician says use a water pick. So I went to the dentist today, had a new hygienist, Kayla. Kayla was super nice. My dentist, when I go to the dentist office, there's a big old creepy looking dog-like smiling mascot holding a life-sized ginormous toothbrush. I don't care for the mascot. I feel like when I sit down in the waiting room, the judgment begins from the mascot. Do we need a mascot at the dentist office? I just don't care for it, and I feel like I'm being judged by the giant mascot.
No, we don't need a mascot.
Thank you.
But I'm going to put it on you that you're feeling judged.
Mm.
You have the power to overcome that feeling, and I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
But before I do that, my dentist sometimes listens to this show, so Dr. Lear,
no.
If you're listening right now, please turn off the radio. Just there's plenty of good stuff. You know, go listen to Barrero or something. But here's the thing. Because they do it. It's the same routine. You know, are you flossing every day? It's the same questions you get every time. So here's the answer.
Okay.
When the dentist asks you, are you flossing regularly, and you don't want to lie,
right?
You also don't want to feel judged.
Okay.
You just look at the dentist and say, not as often as I should.
Oh.
Because that's not a lie.
Okay.
It also leaves open plenty to interpretation. Well, does that mean 3 days a week? Does that mean two? Does that mean not at all? It dodges the entire situation and puts the onus back on the dentist where it belongs.
Why does anybody care what the hygienist thinks? Right? Like, who cares? Like, I say, you don't have to lie. And like Kayla, who Kayla was wonderful today. I loved everything about today's cleaning. And I was maybe the worst. Jonathan, I was maybe the worst patient imaginable today. Because I go to the dentist today, Jonathan. I sit down, and then, you know, at first, like, I'm making some jokes. And, you know, you can imagine how that went over. Like, you're working on Friday afternoon. So this ding-dong comes in, thinks he's going to tell a couple of jokes to you.
So no.
But,
Jason, no. Good afternoon, everybody. Hi, everyone.
Why not tell a couple of jokes? And then she asked if I floss, and I said, do you want me to lie? I don't know.
Their fingers are in your mouth, Jason.
Right.
You don't want the little scraper thing to be swallowed down your throat.
Sharp implement. Yeah. Sharp implement.
Yeah. And no, we don't need a little statue smiling at you while you're in the waiting room because, well, maybe if they have kids, that's a whole other story, but that's different. But yeah. No, Jason, just sit there and say, I'm here for my appointment, in and out. That's all you need to do.
You don't think like a little opening bit, little opening routine is, don't we do a monologue like it's a late night comedy show? You tell a couple of jokes, then you sit down. Then
No, you do that with the receptionist, not with your dentist and not with your hygienist, nothing. And you floss because I've seen some nasty teeth. Yeah.
Kayla seemed to enjoy the jokes. I don't know.
Jonathan, I've floated this theory in the past. Let me know if I'm onto something or if I'm on something here. But okay. I think, like, you know how you can order an Uber and then you click the little box and they don't talk to you for the whole ride? There should be a dental office that markets itself as, we will not talk to you during the entirety of your teeth cleaning. We're just going to sit there, clean, get you out. What do you think?
Amen. And if I'm at an appointment, and I'm getting to the point of my call, when you apply for positions, which I've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. You got a job.
We'll get back to you is my least favorite word right now.
Yeah.
That means, no, we're sorry, we're not interested. I mean, honest to God, just be honest and say, we love you, we appreciate you coming in, but we're not going to hire you.
Wait, that's it. That's it. When they ask you if you're flossing, you say, well, I'll get back to you on that. Perfect. No, that's
absolutely
brilliant.
Absolutely not. No, you floss every night before you go to bed. Because if your wife kisses you and a piece of chicken salad comes flying out your mouth, it ain't going to be good.
There goes Jonathan. Jeff, I have told a hygienist as an answer to this question before, I've said, you're going to find out in a minute. What do you think about that as an answer?
That's a perfect answer.
Like, I mean, I could tell you I floss every day, but you're going to know the answer very, very shortly.
I said pretty much the same thing one time.
Yeah.
So every time I tell you that I floss, you get in there and start flossing and tell me that it hasn't been enough. You catch me at it. So don't ask.
Right. Why are we doing this charade? It's because they have to put it in the computer, right? It's all the 47 questions we asked. Hygienist today, she dispensed with all of the other questions. It was fantastic. Yeah. She was wonderful.
And I don't like flossing because I hate trying to wrap that string around my forefingers.
Yeah.
And then you're in there trying to figure out how to do this without gagging yourself. And try to keep your pinky finger out of your nose.
Did you know, Jeff, did you know the incidence rate of floss-related sort of finger injuries? Or even worse, what do they call it when you chop off like a leg or chop off?
Amputation?
Do you know the finger amputation rate when it comes to floss?
No, I don't.
12%.
I bet it's fairly higher than we would expect.
12%. 12% of floss users have lost the tip of a finger because of overly tight wax floss wrapping.
Oh, my God. I lost the tip of my thumb once to a dog bite. You think I'm going to enjoy having part of my own finger coming loose?
Not good. Not good. Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad, by the way, when Jeff said, you know, whatever you're talking about, tips.
I was hovering over the dump button.
It gets a little dangerous. Texters. Do you floss regularly? Is the question, and my answer is always yes, once every 6 months. That is a regular...
That is a regular pattern, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I rinse with Crest Pro Health, and my doctor said that is the same as flossing. Kind of surprised me, but I'll take it.
Yeah, that sounds like complete nonsense to me, but if the dentist tells you...
Yeah.
Write it down, record it. Hey, here, let me film
it. Could you sign this?
Could you just let me videotape you saying that, and then...
Now, a texter says, don't wrap it around your... Just by the way, I was totally making up that percentage of people. Like, that it sounded so believable.
Don't ruin the bet.
Just to be clear. I feel like legally, like, some Odyssey lawyer is going to come at me and say, like, well...
They were going to do that anyway.
You can't just make up stuff on the radio. If you want to keep texting about
flossing... listen to the show?
But big love to Kayla. Hygienists are the heroes of the dental office, and the dentist, to me, the biggest fraudulent job in medicine is the dentist, right? The hygienist comes in there, and like the hygienist essentially like perseveres through a hellish war zone, scraping 6 or 7 months of crap out of your teeth. And then the dentist comes in at the end and like, poke, 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 poke. Everything looks great. And then the dentist charges you like $800 and you pay the hygienist like $50 for like a car wash of your mouth. I'm on your side, hygienist. Drive time back in a minute.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now... on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Everybody's telling me floss picks. Use floss picks instead of the string. That way you protect your tip of your finger. I keep some floss picks in the rooms I hang out in, says a texter. I have follow-up questions about that. Do people like going to the dentist? Because I do like going to the dentist. I sort of alluded, Dan, to Jonathan, that I was a bad patient today because, I mean, I wasn't the worst patient. I asked a hygienist that once, like, what is the worst dental patient? And they said, anyone who eats an Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
Oreo is the worst.
I mean, it is silly to do, like you talk about the cramming before going to the dentist of, you know, doing all the flossing and all those things.
I didn't even brush this morning.
Well, but see, that's the thing. You do at least have to give some effort.
You don't.
Otherwise, you walk in there with halitosis and you're breathing God knows what into that poor gal's face.
I had a great cup of Caribou coffee this morning.
Can't imagine she appreciated that.
You know, do you pre-wash your car before you go off to the car wash?
No, but you don't have the car wash guy, you know, dealing with all your mouth germs either.
I didn't sign up for the job. You know, we all make our choices. I don't go in like intentionally. I don't go.
Kind of sounds like you do.
Well, I just didn't brush this morning.
I didn't brush. I knew I had a dentist appointment, so I didn't brush and drank a big cup of coffee. You know, here.
It feels so good, though. Like, I love going to the dentist. I would go to the dentist once a month if you could get in. You know?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The hygienist told me to tell all you guys that they need more hygienists. So tell your kids to go to the dental school or get the training, because that makes sense. Texter says, I love going to the dentist. It's the only time I get to hear something nice about me. You care so much about your hair and clothes, but not flossing, says a texter. Well, here's the thing. We all only have the capacity to think about so many things. And I have filled my mind with such drivel, such useless information, such useless passions that there's no room for flossing. Sorry. Dance card's full. Like, I'm thinking about pre-owned luxury watches, you know? I'm thinking about ContinentalDiamond.com. Thinking about the Continental Time Check. 4:57. Time to get ready for local news and one more hour of drive time.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.